For Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Anthony Chase. Peter Hall is not with me this week. We were both planning to be out for the July 4th holiday. But with the death of Lorna C. Hill, WBFO asked if I would use excerpts from an interview I did with Lorna in early June as a special Theater Talk tribute to a Buffalo theater legend. Lorna C. Hill founded Ujima Theater Company in 1978. With a multiracial acting company dedicated to African-American drama, Ujima is Buffalo's oldest continuously operating theater ensemble. Lorna also had a stellar career as an educator, activist, actor, poet, and playwright. She also held the distinction of being the first woman admitted to Dartmouth College, where she earned a BA in American Intellectual History in 1973. This May, after it was determined that Lorna's cancer was terminal and that she'd be returning home for hospice care, her family asked if she would be interested to give one final interview. She said she would, and I was honored when she specified that she'd like to talk to me. I said I'd be honored to conduct Lorna's final interview, but that I did not want to know it was the last interview while we were doing it. We agreed that Lorna and I would speak regularly until she was no longer able, and eventually, one of these conversations would turn out to be the final interview with Lorna C. Hill. We spoke on June the 2nd. As it happens, Lorna lost strength quickly, and there would never be another interview. Theater Talk on WBFO is honored to share an excerpt from that conversation with you now. Lorna was a famously outspoken activist. I commented that activism assumes that positive change is possible. I think you're one of the most optimistic people I know.
I think that may be true of both of us. Frankly, Tony, I always lean toward optimism, but I also lean toward the optimism that our community will respond. Yeah, well, you have the optimism. I'm sorry, you have the arrogance to think, you see, I can turn this around. I can do that. That's the mission I was given by the Creator. And you can't take that from me. You can't even get close to it. I believe I can save the world if I get you to slow down on that other thing and let me do my job. But you got to keep believing in yourself all the way down. So generally what I do in theater, Tony, and sometimes people don't understand, I'm showing you the steps out of that. But you have to trust me. You've got to trust me. Some people get scared. And I can remember back in the days when people would say, Ujima, that's a cult. Because in order for it to work, it had to work in some ways like a cult. We started by studying the seven positive principles. There are seven positive principles. And you can pick anyone you want to serve, but you do have to sign on. You can't say, well, I'm going to stand over here and watch what happens.
Lorna, if we go back, can you tell me, and I don't know if I've ever known, how did the Ujima group originally form? How did it first come together?
Well, I wanted an Ujima company. I believed we together, we want to at least save our community. And I believed that the only way that can be done is through collective work and responsibility. Collective work and responsibility. So the first thing that you have to learn is, this is not about you. So take that out of the frame. This is about us. We work collectively. You act, you dance, you sing. The first thing we studied, we had three things going on. We studied singing a cappella, which meant people who didn't know how to read music, they learned to sing. Phyllis Chase, God rest her, she taught us how to sing a cappella. She gave us sheet music, taught us how to find the note in your voice, and then now sing. People who didn't know they could sing discovered they could sing, because everybody tells you they can't sing.
Right.
So it's like, no, you can sing, you just don't know how. We took dance with Kariamu. Kariamu Welsh, for those of you who don't know. It was a very rich experience, and I taught all of the acting class. I had no credentials, except that I knew what I wanted. And that's where they learned to act, the ones who had not learned to act. And I said at the very first meeting, at the end of this training, we had 28 people. We will have 8 left. That's how many people are going to make it through the fiery pit. And it didn't happen at exactly the time I planned, which was this should take 6 months. But it was damn close. We had burned off the fat and we were down to the core. Now this is the team we're going to put in the street.
That was Lorna C. Hill talking about the founding of Ujima Theater Company. Lorna died on Tuesday. For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.